In this episode, discover the rare marketing opportunity available right now on IGTV.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Did you know I started providing an executive level sales, marketing, and event revenue generation certification program? I call it the Holy Grail, man. It's when I get to open up and reveal the full kit and caboodle of Wirebuzz services for executives in businesses. For people that are considering going back and getting an MBA program, well, I dial it all in for them and I show them how to align each of their teams so they can start marching to the beat of one goal, revenue generation. And I just had the coolest week ever, a national sales director for a multi-billion dollar company who has personally witnessed the impact that I've been having on business revenue. Well, she came out here. She flew out to Scottsdale, Arizona on her vacation and followed me around for a week. And she told me, Todd, it is obvious you know what you're doing because I've been watching your clients kick my company's ass. And as such, I needed to hire you to get me up to speed, to teach me the essential basics. And now I've certified her to go back to her company to align her team's revenue for faster and faster revenue generation. And if you're interested in the executive certification, or maybe you want to align your entire team in one day, well, I also provide workshops for your business where Marcus Krieg, Wirebuzz's director of strategy, the big nerd, and I come in to your location and we align all your teams to generate sales faster. Now, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd be happy to walk you through how we do it, and you will see that revenue flows quicker. Just to give you some context, when we started doing this for our own business, we chopped out 68% of wasted time in our sales process, and cash started flowing through, and your business should be no different. All I'm going to do is teach the latest secrets in digital marketing and sales in event optimization, so they just pump deals through your machine, and your team knows who to follow up with, which leads are super hot, deserving of your time and attention, which ones are cold, deserving of marketing automation, and then how to speed everything up to make money come in más rápido. Reach out to me if you need help. There's a major marketing opportunity that's available right now on Instagram if you're willing to take action right now. And the key is to just be helpful, right? I'll get into that in a moment. You know, for the last 3 months or so, I've been telling you about the immediate IGTV opportunity. When the news broke that Instagram was going to be rolling out IGTV, I rang the alarm bell for you and said the window of opportunity is starting and to jump on. And so I'll provide some context and then I'm going to tell you how to take advantage of it. Cool? All right. Well, let's do this. I saw this in the New York Times and I knew this would be a really valuable opportunity for you. So the question they asked is, what is the difference between posting a video on Instagram and IGTV? Well, Instagram allows videos up to 60 seconds and the clips can be in horizontal format. All right, well, this summer, exactly when I started tipping you off about Instagram and the standalone IGTV app for sharing longer videos, they rolled out IGTV for two reasons. One, people love video. You love video. You know it. I love video. Our clients love video, even in a business context. You see, people spend five times longer on Facebook and on Instagram when they're watching videos. And people spend twice as long on business websites when they're watching videos. And it's going down for real. And the second reason is Instagram and their parent company, Facebook, they needed more video content to run ads on. Got it? They had more companies that wanted to pay for ads than videos to run on them, so they had to roll out more places for you and me to be engaging with content or sharing our own content. People using the main Instagram app can also watch IGTV by tapping on the TV icon in the top right corner of the screen. However, IGTV has its own specific video requirements, which I'm going to break down for you right now. Basic IGTV videos can be between 15 seconds and 10 minutes long. Users with verified or professional accounts can post videos that are up to 60 minutes in length, and the clips should be in MP4 format, and longer files must be uploaded from a computer instead of from your smartphone or your tablet. And by now, whenever you get my content, you should already know that I'm also going to tell you the latest news and then how you could be using that information to take your business to the next level, all right? So let's do it. And there's a window. There's a window of opportunity that makes average marketers epic. And that window right now is open for extra marketing exposure. Now, as a digital futurist that's been seizing open digital marketing windows for 20 years, now is the time you should be creating business videos on IGTV. And the reason is, at the moment, there's significantly more eyeballs watching than videos posted, which means this is the time to start growing an audience on the cheap. And you should start right now by creating helpful information. Now, the term that I use about my own videos is helpful is the new viral. So grab audience when it's the easiest and start providing really helpful information that makes your followers better at their jobs. It is just that simple. Got it? Drinking my own Kool-Aid, you're going to notice how my team at Wirebuzz is uploading daily videos of me dropping mad helpful knowledge bombs into IGTV, which are helping me to go viral to business owners, marketers, and salespeople. And I'm growing my audience and amplifying my company's ROI. And now is when you should be taking care of moving your business to the next level. It's time to take action. If you want to start next month or you need reassurance that others are doing it before you're willing to jump on in, your return on investment, it's not going to be as powerful. Right? And you'll probably complain that this advice and marketing stuff doesn't really work that well. But guess what? If you seize the day, if you stop what you're doing and seize the day, when I say stop what you're doing, I mean when this video is over, of course. But when you seize the day and jump on a rare window of opportunity, you become an early adopter. Early adopters have advantages that come with it. And when you upload your videos, share them with me. And if your information is helpful, I'll help you go viral. It is just that easy. And if you want to discover my secrets for guaranteeing that your business videos consistently generate a return on investment, you can access my video-based ROI mini course at wirebuzz.com/ROI, and I'll get you up to speed to making sure the videos that you create consistently generate a return on investment. Speaking of early adopters, some people are super late adopters, you know, not willing to try out anything new. Well, Yahoo is reporting Netflix still mails DVDs out to 3 million subscribers at $7.99 per month or higher for some people, and Netflix DVD customers bring in a whopping $50 million per quarter. Late adopters get crushed in digital marketing. If your boss is still a Netflix DVD subscriber, he's got to be making your life a living hell. Early adopters have all the advantages when it comes to marketing. Make sure when you get one of these windows of opportunity, you jump in feet first. And I recommend 2 feet at one time or you're screwed. Oh, this is interesting. Let's talk about Netflix for a moment. Slash Films reports Netflix. It knows people like you don't take its movies very seriously. You know, the streaming giant has earned a reputation for taking projects that other studios have really passed on or were too nervous to bring to theaters. But Netflix is determined to change the perception of Netflix original films. And to start things off, the streaming service is going to push for blockbuster, really knock down prestigious films. Netflix film division chief Scott Stuber is looking for what are called water cooler movies that are going to launch Netflix original movies to the same level of prestige as Netflix TV, something that will rival the pop culture clout of shows like Stranger Things and The Crown. So how does he plan to do it? Well, I want to talk with you from a marketing perspective, all right? Report from The Hollywood Reporter says that Netflix is now interested in more tentpole movies and movies that have more clout, more prestige, more, dare I say it, gravitas, right? Well, here's how it goes. From a marketing perspective, which is what you should be expecting from me, it's got to be easier to market one movie release a month than 65 videos that happen to roll out that month on Netflix, which are a mixture of like odd TV shows and out of the theater movies and old crap you wouldn't have watched on a DVD. If you only have one movie to market, to promote every single month, everybody should be talking about that one movie, right? But 65 odd titles, hey, that creates a whole lot of fatigue. So it's going to be fun to watch how the Netflix marketing team masters one instead of 65, and if they turn that into a success. So you're probably asking, well, how are we going to know if it's a success, right? Easy, if they replicate it. Your business is no different. When you start to roll out something new, you test, and Netflix is no different. Sure, they're going to pay about $150 million for each one of these like tentpole blockbuster flicks. So look to see, and a year from now, if Netflix is still doing it, or maybe they're pumping up the jam and they've got two movies a month they're promoting, you will know, and so will I, that Netflix got their marketing right. You know, doing it wrong when it comes to video marketing, gosh, so many businesses are just flat out doing it wrong. And they can't figure out why their business isn't crushing it with video marketing. Just the name video marketing is misleading. You know, it takes more than a video to move a business metric. To be successful, you have to integrate content marketing, B2B or B2C sales tactics, digital strategy, and video. And it's sad to see that so many businesses are failing with video marketing, which reminds me of an article that I saw in Russia today that said, couple fails to conceive after 4 years of marriage because they were doing it wrong. You see, you want to get results, but if you're doing it wrong, it's just flat out wrong no matter how you're doing it. If you're going to achieve a goal, always start with a strategy, really smart tactical strategy. And if you want to learn how to speed up your sales process and use the power of video to get people to buy Maserati, though, well, I've created a webinar for you where I share my secrets for using video to sell faster. And you can access that webinar at wirebuzz.com/speedo. Yeah, that kind of speedo. You'll know why after the first 3 minutes when I share literally my most embarrassing story ever. And yes, I am rocking a speedo. Wirebuzz.com/speedo is where you're going to find it. Video ads are the most powerful with the highest return on investment. And right now, the early birds, we're crushing all the worms. Marketing Land brings this all into perspective. They're reporting ad spend on Instagram was growing at 4 times the rate of ad spend on Facebook ads, with Instagram ad spend up 177% year over year during Q2 compared to Facebook's 40% increase. And of course, Facebook is more established as a property, right? They're attracting a higher spend overall, so it's not really a surprise that Instagram's growth has a steeper curve, which brings me to your pop quiz. What's the only other social network that beat Instagram's ad spend percentage growth? Do you know the answer? All right, I want you to lock that answer in. Final answer? All right, we're good to go. The answer is LinkedIn. You see, LinkedIn saw 122% jump in ad spend growth You surprised? Well, you shouldn't be surprised, not if you've been following my sage advice for the last year or so. You see, in episode 104, and then again in episode 147, I tipped you off that LinkedIn video was going to be a huge deal. I gave you a window of opportunity, which is still open, but it's becoming less and less. Now, video advertising is a major revenue driver for LinkedIn. And you may recall, in episode 153, I told you that video ads on Twitter generate a majority of the company's ad revenue, right? So what's your big business takeaway? What advice can I give you that's going to make you more money, make you more profitable, or more tactical? Well, there's a lesson that you should be learning by watching the wisdom of the masses. When millions of businesses drive towards their own profitability, something amazing happens. You see, businesses wouldn't be making huge investments if their video ads on Facebook or on Instagram or on LinkedIn or Twitter weren't seeing consistent returns on their investment dollars. And using strategic business videos is the best way to command your prospects' attention, the best way to educate, convince, and to convert them into being customers. You see, when you see the big Zuck, Mark Zuckerberg, say, "I see video as a mega trend, and that's why I'm going to keep putting videos first across our family of apps," you should be thinking, how can I use video in my business? And if you really need to know how to guarantee your business videos generate a return on investment, I created a 5-part web-based video mini course where I teach my secrets, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Look, when I started using video to better educate my prospects, something really amazing happened. I quickly decreased my 9-week sales cycle, which candidly was far too slow for me to be happy as a business owner, and I cranked it down into just 3 weeks. That's the power of video. And there's no reason why your business shouldn't be using video to drive faster revenue. Wirebuzz.com/ROI is where you should get started. For years, marketers have been telling me that it's not easy for them to create video ads. Well, did you know that Facebook is rolling out a mobile-first video creation tool for advertisers? Why? They want to make it easier for you. You see, Facebook explains it like this. You see, video has become one of the most effective ways to communicate to customers on mobile. But in order to capture attention, which between you and me is what we're all trying to do, we want to hack into attention and then move that attention through a thought logic sequence into some type of sale or conversion. You see, it's critical to adopt a mobile-first strategy to create video ads that fit seamlessly into the mobile content consumption experience. Now, if I could detour for a moment, I want you to think anytime you're creating content to make it native for that environment. And when you do that, you'll get significantly better results. You see, Facebook found that mobile-first creative has a 27% higher likelihood of driving brand lift and a 23% higher likelihood of driving message association compared to video ads that are not optimized for mobile. So there's a big opportunity for you to really get lift here. But creating mobile video ads is not always easy or approachable for people that, well, aren't like me, that don't have a whole team behind them creating results. And that's why Facebook developed a framework to approach creating lightweight video ads from still image ads. And to help you put that approach into action, Facebook built a new video creation tool that enable advertisers to connect existing images and text assets into mobile-first video ads with ease. All right, I'm going to break this down for you. Video creation kit. That's the first part. The video creation kit enables you to turn existing images and text assets into mobile-optimized videos. And they're framed in 1-to-1 ratio for feed environments or 9-by-16 for Facebook and Instagram. Now, the video creation kit has 4 templates all designed with business goals in mind. Now, you should know, just between you and me, If Facebook starts off with four templates and everybody and my mother starts crushing videos through this template, eventually that template's going to have a lower conversion rate. But for now, jump on it. I'm here to give you early bird windows of opportunities for you to seize the day long before your competitors know these tools and tactics and opportunities are available. The templates are found in Ads Manager with the single video and slideshow formats, and those are also available under Publishing Tools on your brand's Facebook page. The templates make it really easy to create effective mobile video ads that follow a performance-optimized story arc, right? Like often on this podcast episode, I'm teaching you how to create a story arc that brings people all the way through the journey. Well, these video ads are set up with their own story arc because you and me and all of our customers out there, we respond really well to stories. So if you want to use it, you've got to choose to promote a product, 6 seconds, all right? This is it. If you want to promote a product, it's 6 seconds. And you got to focus on the key product to generate interest and sales. Now, if you're trying to sell multiple products, you're going to use the 6-second ad. You got to show a selection of products. You got to do it rather quickly and promote a special offer to drive sales, all right? Now, let's say you want to show product benefits. Show product benefits are interesting. You don't have to do that in 6 seconds. You do it in 15 seconds. That's Facebook's recommendation. And I want you to highlight product features, use case studies, or explain how a product works. Now, let's say you want to drive product discovery. 15 seconds, Facebook is recommending. And you want to bring your brand to life and share what makes your product unique. You can do that also through this tool. It also has video cropping, which is super valuable for anybody that realizes that Facebook and Instagram have a slightly different format that, compared to the way most people capture their content. Facebook's new video cropping tool helps you easily optimize framing of your video ads by cropping videos to Facebook's recommended aspect ratio within the ads creation flow. Dun, dun, dun. Like you don't have to leave the tool in order to get it right. Cropping your video ads to the recommended aspect ratios, that helps your ad fit seamlessly into the ways in which people are consuming content in different environments on Facebook or on Instagram. And for advertisers creating ads directly from their business page, specifically on mobile, Facebook's new simple video creation tools can help you quickly create templated videos from page assets such as photos and company logos. And this tool provides an effective and easy way to create eye-catchy video ads that look really good on mobile without major investment or major in-house skills or additional rock stars to help you streamline the process. And if you want to get access to all this juicy information that I just dropped right here, go to wirebuzz.com/172. That's where it's going down. Historically, businesses have created one buyer journey, one experience on their website, even when they have multiple types of customer personas that they're trying to market to. And if they do create more relevant customer pages, they don't make their videos hyper-relevant to that audience, which is a huge mistake because videos are the most powerful, the most engaging and ROI-driving tool a business can use. Just think about this in your own life. Like, I'm sure you've realized that the more intimate you communicate with someone, the better those results are going to be, right? And this is more true today than ever because everyone has super short attention spans. Example, if you gave me the arts and leisure section of the newspaper, I wouldn't read it. But if you gave me the sports page, I would crush every single article. The reason? The sports page is hyper relevant to me, but arts and leisure isn't. Your business takeaway is if you're trying to sell the different types of buyers, well, you need to be crafty about that. You need to start creating hyper-relevant customer journeys, which are really web pages devoted to one type of customer persona, where everything on that page is designed for the pain, the frustration and the concerns that your product solves for one type of buyer. And that also means that the video or the videos you're using on that page, well, they also need to be hyper-relevant to that audience. Now, the more relevant the video, the longer people stay engaged to your information, the higher your conversion rates are going to be. Got it? And that's why when Wirebuzz is creating videos for a client, we're actually creating multiple script versions of a video so we can increase their target customer's interest. We could be more convincing and ultimately drive up that client's ROI. The days of one-size-fits-all content, they're long gone. If you really want to pump up the jam on your results, be hyper-relevant, and you know what's going to happen? Amazing things will happen for your bottom-line revenue. It is just that easy. Shorter videos, oh yeah, they're better. And time after time, I hear marketers preaching that same golden rule. Your videos need to be short. Shorter videos perform better than longer videos. But conventional wisdom, it's often wrong. See, it feels like everybody is convinced that if your video is longer than 2 minutes, it's not going to be effective, except for me. You see, I create over 2,000 business videos a year. And when you've got that much quantity, you've got a ton of data, a lot of analytics to access, and the answers to questions like shorter videos are better, right? Always live deep down inside of your analytics. And very few people have the analytics that we do here at Wirebuzz. And we've been preaching a completely different gospel for a long time because shorter videos, well, they don't work as well as you think they do. You know, those quick 30-second videos, they have their time in place. But if your business goal is to move your prospect towards a buying decision faster, not just grab a quick burst of their attention, then long format videos are absolutely the way to go. Because longer videos give your most qualified buyers a chance to stick around, to learn about your product and your service, and then move closer to a buying decision. You try doing that with a 30-second video. Plus, the YouTube search ranking gods, they smile upon longer videos because they keep your viewer on the platform longer. And on your website, video helps you covertly track prospects' interests and then automatically import their video viewing attention span into your CRM. And then, this is the best part, is someone watches a longer video, you know what you should do? Well, your sales team should get an immediate real-time email when a prospect is crushing your videos. We call this panning for gold. Anybody can sit through a short video, but buyers, they sit through longer ones. Make sense? They have interest in the topic. They're trying to solve a problem. Longer videos are super effective for driving sales, and I am here to steer your business in the right direction so you can make smarter business decisions and make more money más rápido. All right. I'm sure that today's episode gave you a ton of information to make your business more effective, right? Look, if you're learning, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, click the subscribe button. And if there's anybody that you are rooting for, whose business you want to see jump up to the next level, share this podcast with them. Make sure they subscribe. And if you could do me a big favor, leave a solid rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. That is how I learn. And I'm here to polish and perfect my process. If you want to know how to guarantee your videos generate a consistent return on investment, my ROI mini course is free to the listeners of this podcast. And you will notice there are 5 videos. Let's take this back 2 steps to when I was telling you that longer videos are better. You will notice that in my ROI mini course, the shortest video is 5 minutes in length. The longest is almost 12 minutes. And 86% of the people that start the videos get all the way to the end. Why? Because the problem really isn't about attention span. It's about quality of information and entertainment value, right? And we know that when we are writing a script, we know how to write it like Lost, right? There's an open loop at the end of every one of the five episodes that make you go, damn, I've got to see the next one. That is the power of creating smart tactical videos in a bingeable content world a la Netflix. And Wirebuzz does that like freakish masters. So if you want to get access to our ROI mini course, all five parts, wirebuzz.com/ROI. And there's more. If you want to learn how to sell faster, well, I have an on-demand webinar where I teach my secrets and also how to use video on your website and then what types of videos you should have there and then how to use social media or a helpful blog or a webinar to increase traffic in through that customer journey experience. And you can get access to that on-demand video at wirebuzz.com/speedo. Oh yeah, I rock a speedo. Wirebuzz.com/speedo is where you'll find it. And I will continue to do my job each and every week, bringing you the latest information in the territory of sales, marketing, events, and revenue generation. And you know what lives in the middle that turbocharges all of those roads? Video, the most powerful tool on the internet. And I show you how to leverage and harness that power to move your business metrics. And it goes down each week right here at Video Marketing Master. Peace.